Okay. Okay, because the arrow, if you it's not like the drone. The drone you can, you know, millimeter it, and you know that is automatic and you know electronic. But the arrow, if you don't have a good hand, good vision, you don't can kill.
No,
nothing. Yeah.
But you know, I have Lulu.
Yeah, Lulu can sus. Yeah, can.
Lulu already killed a rat once.
Yeah.
He was very happy, yeah? Yeah, yeah. You know, it's a good dog is also helpful. I never have problem with rats. Sometimes I invite them, you know, but they don't want to come inside because of the dog.
Yeah, someone eat the rat, you know that?
Oh, yeah, sure. When you're hungry, it actually tastes like chicken.
Chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
It's white meat.
You test it?
No, I don't think so, but it's better than monkey.
monkey is good. It's the big food, big meat.
I once had it, but no, I don't know.
No, me, I test it. I test it here.
Okay.
The black one, the big one, rat.
Oh, the big rat, not the big monkey.
No, the big rat. They say they cure high blood.
Yeah, they say many things.
And that's why I test it.
How do you prepare it?
Yeah, they are prepared nicely. They you know.
Can you find the recipe?
No.
Like with onion and garlic?
Yeah, you put onion, you put garlic, you pepe. Have your oil, you put some pepper there. Oh, it's nice there. Like in the Gambia here, most of the youths, when growing up, you eat that thing.
All right.
Because we do go around, you're on built compound, where on blocks are parked, you know, they like those type of habitats, you know. So you will go one day, you will cut 10 of them, 11 of them. You will buy oil with your boys. You prepare, you fry it, and you buy your bread and you enjoy.
Okay, man. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you also feed the rats?
No. We don't feed the rats.
They feed themselves, eh?
They feed themselves, yeah.
when you're not watching, they eat your food.
Good. You see, now you got the point. Yeah. and there are some types of rat that steals money.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you have those rats. We call them dicks. Like if your money, you left your money someplace, they will come and steal the money and go and park it in their hole. Park it there. Park. Rats are crazy.
Well, we call that bankers.
Okay, banker, good.
Banks, you know?
Yeah.
And tax people.
Yeah, and tax people, okay.
Yeah, they steal your money too, you know?
Well, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a rat race.
The rat race, good.
Michel is coming. Michel, come er even bij.
Yeah, that's good.
We have a discussion about rats.
Oh, you mag helpen daar, hè?
Ja, nu wel. Okay. It's namelijk zo. Ja, we found out that you can eat rats.
Yeah, of course. That's not.
And I know that in this neighborhood we have a lot of rats.
Yeah.
So the point is, how can we chase them? How can we catch them?
It's easy.
Easy.
You find a cat. The cat will hunt the rat.
Yeah, I have Lulu. But yes, Lulu in 5 years. Cats. No, but Lulu Lulu took one rat.
He did already. Okay.
But what only one in 5 years.
What did he do with it?
He gave it to me.
Yes. Did you eat it?
Of course.
Okay. How did it taste?
Nice. It was like chicken.
Really?
I put extra garlic for the taste, you know.
Okay.
And I put also some onion.
Okay.
And I put it in a nice sandwich.
All right.
And then I take out the bones, of course. First, you have to clean it.
Of course.
And you have to cook it because it can also It can also contain some tax collectors, you know, they collect everything, including viruses and bacteria and
dangerous stuff.
How do you know if it was a healthy rat? Maybe it was poisoned when it was caught because it was so slow, because it was dying anyway. So how do you know?
When it's dead, it's not healthy.
No, but maybe it had eaten some poison. And
yeah, exactly. That's what I think. Thallium, for instance. Pretty dangerous.
Yeah, but you are eating poison all the time, man. Every time you go online, you eat poison.
No, it's not physical.
Yeah, it's true, man.
But it's true, of course.
Anyway,
psychic stuff.
Do you know about white rats?
Yeah, I read stories about white rats. And the kingdom of rats, you know, there's something funny. If you have rats, they can, if they're born and they have their tails knotted together, they become kind of kings.
Oh, wow.
So the power of the rats is in the hands of a few. Like us, you know, the power is always in the hands of a few.
Like a Siamese rat.
They have like Siamese, exactly, and they will become leader. Because they are stronger than the rest.
But they have to walk together.
They have to walk. Yeah. But we didn't really...
It's a tandem.
Yeah. But it's we don't know if their brains, if their red brains were one or five. Or if they had one brain or one brain each. We don't know.
Double-breasted.
Double-brained.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah.
That's not how it works. It's a kind of accident when you have it. And then all the rats begin to scream. And then they find it. And that's very impressive for the people who found these things.
It's just like dogs on the beach. After fucking, the hair is tied together also, you know. So, I'm sure white rats are fuckers too. So I'm not surprised. Again, I got my tail mixed up with my hair. Yes, but if it's true that the rats are like banks, this is what's happening. Bankers, they collect your money.
Oh, they collect. Rats collect money too.
Yeah, they collect everything.
They collect everything, also money.
Like bankers.
Yeah.
So if the bankers get their tails mixed up. They tend to walk the other way and not together, you know. So that may be a way to get rid of the banks altogether.
Trump and Putin, they walk different directions, but they agree, okay, you walk that direction, I walk that direction, you take this, I take that, and then we don't fight, something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. No direction. They're all the same.
Anyway.
Okay.
Hey, I heard last news, the coup d'etat of the week. Did you hear about the coup d'etat of the week?
Yeah, the coup d'etat of the week at Benin.
Yeah. What's happening? Is it over now or is it just a play?
Well, it is over now. The government have now taken control back, you know. And those who are trying to make the coup, you know, they have caught some of them, you know. They are under custody, you know.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So everything is quiet again.
Yeah, indeed, everything is coming back to normal. You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It sometimes when you hear this, you know, that it's not so difficult to make a coup d'état.
Yeah, especially in Africa here, you know, because the military who are in control of the weapons, you know, if they want to go against any president, it's very easy for them to do so, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But maybe we can also do it, you know?
Like how?
Yeah, I mean, we also have weapons, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, like this radio is a weapon.
Indeed, it's a weapon, right,
So, the first thing the military do when they make coup d'etat is they take the television station and the radio station, you know?
Yes, exactly.
So, that's a weapon too.
It's a weapon too, yeah.
I mean, I never was a Boy Scout, but what they say is always ready.
Yeah.
You must always be ready.
Yeah.
My friend put it differently. He says, I'm always ready, but never prepared. That's the way the people, you know. That's actually the truth about the guys who took the boat.
Yeah.
They were ready, but not prepared.
They were not prepared because some did not learn how to swim. They just paid and went into the boats like that.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. So better be prepared.
Mm-hmm. Better be prepared, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Sorry, Benin is quiet. But to make a coup d'etat, I know, I think it's becoming easier. Yeah. Because, you know why?
No.
Because the government is getting more and more scared of the young people.
Yes.
You know? The leaders in Africa, they don't know what to do anymore. They are desperate. So it's easy. It's easy for the military, but you know, you cannot trust the military because they have the weapons and they play with the weapons and then they sell and then they do business with the wrong people, you know? We all know what we're talking about, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, what they tried in Sudan, there was a big civil movement, you know, lots of demonstrations, young people, women, everything.
Yeah, and they
made a revolution, but they were helped by the military in a way.
Yeah.
So it was a mix of, but it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because now the military are fighting between each other. So that is not the solution. So to get into, you know, to have the people take the power, that is the real revolution.
Yeah. It's a real revolution, though.
You know, we need weapons, but if you want to use the weapons in the right way, you have to organize.
Yeah, you have to be organized. Mm-hmm.
You know? So this is why we are doing this conversation. We do exercise in making real communication.
That's good. Okay.
Because the essence of the war is not in the weapons. It's in the communication.
It's in the communication, yeah.
You know, somebody has to tell the weapons what to do. That's communication.
Mm-hmm. Always. Yes. You know?
Mm-hmm. So, and we can do that too.
Yeah, we can do that too.
Because, and we can even succeed because they don't know how to deal with us. Yeah. We can be surprising.
Yeah, we have to be invisible.
Just because they think we have no weapons, mm-hmm. but we know we do, we can beat them.
Yeah.
So, never surrender.
Never surrender. Always be prepared.
Walk tall.
Walks alone. Mm-hmm.
You. Yeah. Never walk alone.
Never walk alone, yeah.
Okay, this is almost this famous last word section.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want to come to a conclusion, what would you say?
Okay, today is my first time coming up to the radio.
Yeah.
I really appreciate everything you guys are doing.
Wow.
Because I learned a lot. I learned a lot through you guys, you know.
Nice.
So I thank you guys for giving me the time, you know. And I wish to be part of this radio, you know.
All right.
It really inspired and taught me so many things, and I'm willing to learn more from it too, you know.
Well, it's a different look at the world, and it's nice to communicate like this, you know. And I know you feel, because it's all about the flow.
Yeah, it's all about the flow. Mm-hmm.
And what is the flow? It's the water.
Mm-hmm.
The water teaches us how to flow.
Yeah.
Be it swimming or drinking or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the best sex is always under the shower.
Yeah. The best true. Sex is always under the shower. Okay?
Anyway, what is your last word, Mustafa? Are you still there?
Mustafa, I just left for the shop to buy some sweets.
Okay. So we have 5 minutes, 4 minutes. So if he runs back, maybe you can take over the show today. That's nice.
Yeah.
I think we talked before with Sally Ju. But Sanjali, he's not there, eh?
Sanjali, he's here. Yeah.
Oh, let me say hello to Sanjali.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about Sona Yobate.
Yeah, Sanjali is here.
Maybe he's too shy, don't bother. He's on air, eh?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you're resting. Oh, sorry, man.
Yeah, no problem, it's okay.
Yeah, take it easy. you look relaxed.
No problem. Okay.
Just want to say hello.
Yeah.
Okay. It's almost the end of the show. But I just want to say hello.
Yeah. about what we are talking about.
Oh, we talk a lot about rats.
Yeah.
And revolution.
That's true.
You know, if we can join the rats, we can do it together, the revolution.
No problem.
Yeah.
I will join.
All right.
Yeah, Mustafa is my good brother.
Yeah, we go together, man.
Mustafa is my good brother.
Cool. Cool. Yeah. Nice to hear that. So yeah. Nice to hear that.
No problem.
I hope to see you soon.
No problem. That will be very good.
Okay.
When you come to Gambia, you can see for yourself.
I'm sure.
There are many, many, many things that you can do. What is good for you to come and confirm what you will do.
You know, I have one deep desire.
Yes, sir.
To find a shipwreck.
Shipwreck?
A shipwreck.
What is that?
It should be a Dutch shipwreck. A Dutch ship that goes under the water and drowns.
Okay.
And then what is left is a shipwreck.
Yeah.
You know, naufrage. If you have, if you capsize, if you lose your boat, if you get bombed, that happened.
Okay.
I want to find the Dutch ship that is a wreckage under the ocean.
Okay.
So we find the diving club.
All right. So you want to find it and make it again, or?
Yeah, first we find the ship and then we bring it to the ground.
Yes.
And then we repair it.
Yes.
And we bring it back to Holland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, here if you come, you go to the ports around that area, you see a lot of old ships there.
Yeah, I'd like to see that, you know?
Yeah, there are many old ships.
Yeah.
Old ships are many here.
But they're still working.
Some are not working, some are maybe working.
And do you think that you can find a very old Dutch ship, like from slavery days?
It's possible. But must be old now.
Must be very old, yeah. But I'd like to find one. Really?
No problem. Yeah, whenever you're ready for it.
Okay.
You will have it, sure.
Good. Nice. Yes. All right. I go that back to the studio. Bert.
You want to build it as a studio?
Yeah, we go back to the studio.
Yes. All right. I'm in the studio.
All right.
I see you next time.
No problem.
All right.
Let me call Mustafa. Mustafa.
Okay.
Mustafa. Yeah, Mustafa went out. He's coming
okay.
Back.
Now it's the end of the show, so we say goodbye.
Yes. I accept
it. Say hello to everybody. To Musa, to Mustafa, and to all the brothers and sisters.
Next time
we think together. Okay?
Yes, thank you. All
right. Ciao, ciao.
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 Ciao. Ciao.
Yeah,
thank you. Good. All right.
See you later. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Thank you. Get it.
I can hear the trumpet sounding. Yes. I judge.
away from us. It died down every day. With the stenographer, he's going on now. When come the end, no one can say. We're asking, why this happened? Why this killing without remorse? All the steal from children and women. Where shall we really find your cause? There I kill by order. Just as silly perverts answering to the stream of malice, never asking why they're killing. Never listening to human cry of distress. Where shall spit upon their tombstone? Without them out of our memory. Down with the soldier and guerrillas. As long as here, old man will be. Away from us, get dying one on every day. With the stenographer, it's going on. We're from the end, no one can say.
Yeah.
Su cachimbo de oro fume usted, que yo fumé.
Acuyuyé, 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 acuyuyé.
Una vieja que bailando dio más de 40 vueltas. El tiro rompió la puerta y todavía la andan buscando.
Acuyuyé, 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 acuyuyé. Acuyuyé, 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 acuyuyé.
Thank you.
Thank you. the fire in a trench storm.